Come with them, and you'll spend 35 quid on this abomination. Cook some meth, call the feds, and expand your imagination.
Waffle House is the most American restaurant. It is the only place where you can see a server yell, "Stop resisting!"
Leave here, leave here, oh, leave here! One extra day is gonna happen!
I love poopy.
You've just been way too into scat lately.
Come on.
Quitters never give up.
Don't make me laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
Go ahead.
Repping for all of Quitters Never Give Up. Check off Christopher. Check off
Jen Pastorini.
Check off Lindsay. Check off
hello, Drew.
Oh, the great Ed Wynn, ladies and gentlemen. I love him so much.
Because I said quitters never give up, and he said, that's all they do.
Coming in at number 10 is Kung Poo. Kung Poo. I would watch that movie.
Hola, party people. It is episode 141. Thank you, Dave. I think Kung Poo should come in number 2, not number 10, but that's just my opinion. Let's say hello to the quitters. Let's say hello to Edwin.
Our friend Edwin is apparently very horny lately. He is so hot for Helen. Can
Jesus,
I tell you the...
Edwin.
How you doing, Edwin?
I'm great. Hello, everybody.
Let's say hello to Lindsay.
Or, for example, suppose Lindsay wants to communicate that she's a good person, so she posts on social media that she donated her money. In many ways, this is performative, sure, but it's also human nature, and it often plays a role in how and whether people choose to vote.
Oh. That's profound. A good fun fact. Yes. How you doing, Lindsay?
I'm doing great.
Let's say hello to Drew.
But you know what? Maybe losing out on Drew's love this year is just what Tom Cruise needs to go back to trying to get an Oscar.
How you doing, Drew?
Great. That's an absolute fact, too, that Tom needs me.
He does. And then, of course, Jen.
To make your day a little brighter, here's Jen with, man, is this a flashback.
Hi, Jen.
Hello, party people.
And of course, I'm Christopher.
Hi, Christopher. How are you? What are you doing? It sounds like you're in a barn. What's happening?
Oh, I'm not coming from a barn, but somewhere in Bloomington. All right. Shall we get this started with the flashback that needs no intro?
Hello, and welcome to a very special
flashback.
Because I'm going to introduce you now.
Flashback.
And now,
flashback.
Let's have a look at this.
Just play the intro.
All right, let's talk about this damn Chocolate Rain song that I had going through my head all freaking week long, the whole weekend.
You were not the only one, Alex. Me could not get it out of our heads.
Now, for folks who haven't seen this, this kid is a YouTube sensation. His name is Tay Zonday. He's a skinny little black kid with glasses who has the most remarkable voice. When he opens his mouth to sing, you can't believe this is what comes out.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
And the song is just...
A baby born will die before the...
Nonsensical. I mean, it really is. And it's the most repetitive song you've ever heard. And you hear this much of it and you just can't stop talking about it, you know?
Yeah, all weekend long I was like, chocolate rain. La 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 la.
We talked about it a little bit on Friday. The video on YouTube has already gotten over 3 million hits, and there are dozens of parodies and people, you know, answer records. I mean, it's really getting out of control. So naturally, Jimmy Kimmel, who does a thing every week on his show where he has internet sensations on the program, naturally, Jimmy had to fly the kid out. And I guess he performed Chocolate Rain on Thursday Night Show and then sat down for his first ever TV interview.
Hey, Zonday, well, I'll tell you, that was a real treat to see you here live in person. Was that your first live performance?
It was, pretty much. I did one last week, but I'm pretty new to it.
Well, I didn't know if your voice really was that deep or just your singing voice.
He's a skinny little dude. Yeah. I mean, it's the last Crazy. Person you would expect to go, it was.
Was that
no, that's my voice. It's real.
Israel, what do you do for a living?
I'm a grad student.
And can you believe all the attention that you've gotten for this
no,
show?
No, you know, you just kind of put something silly up on YouTube and it gets lots of attention. So,
what do you think?
I had no idea.
You could be the next Darth Vader, you know? Or at least say, this is CNN. Let's just see.
This is CNN.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Chocolate CNN.
Yeah.
So, This song's been John Mayer did a cover song. Have you heard that?
You know, I wish I had more time to watch all the covers. You know, it's been like, you know, thousands.
You've not seen the one John Mayer
made? I did not.
Oh, come on. He's not on YouTube looking at all the covers of his song?
That's hard to believe.
I would be.
What does he have? What is he doing? How busy can
you be? You wrote a song, and then one of the biggest singers in the country covered it. Do me a favor, carve a little time out of whatever's going on in your schedule and take a look at that.
No, I'm flattered. I'm flattered.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yep, you're going to be singing it all day long today, and you have Tazon to thank for that.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
Shaolin rain. Computer chips are what's inside my brain. Shaolin rain. Please update the code in my hard drive. Shaolin rain. I dumpster dive in order to survive. Cafe you. Gijai tang or churn go.
Now it's all going to be stuck in our heads.
Worth it.
Right? Shaolin Robot was a trip.
Yeah, I've got 3 or 4 clips of hers that I saved from the old days because I just found her so fascinating.
Right? I'm only going to do 2 today because we have other things we need to get to. And this is just gold.
Forbes has released their annual list of the 100 most powerful celebrities. This, of course, means the celebrities who can clean and jerk the most weight.
I don't think so.
No? Bench press?
No.
No?
No.
No, this is massive fame, money, and influence are the criteria for someone who is powerful on the list.
Farrah Abramson?
She is not on the list, thank God, this year. Ellen DeGeneres is 10th. Justin Bieber? You think he still wields tremendous power as a celebrity?
I hate that he's on this list.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What happened?
Roger Federer.
Tennis star.
I'm surprised.
It's Chad Mom.
No, bitch. Chad Mom is not on the list. Of all the sports.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of the Tom Brady's of the world.
LeBron is what I would think.
LeBron James's of the world. Roger Federer. He's the only athlete on the list.
Barack Obama.
No, Barack Obama. Not on the list. Not a celebrity.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Stop guessing. I'm reading the list. John Bon Jovi.
Victor Fuentes.
No. John Bon Jovi was 7th. Bill Haley and his comet.
No? They didn't make the list this year?
Who no one knows.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
You got him.
Kenneth Babyface Edmonds.
Come on, these are good guesses. What's happening?
Ralph is now crying.
Betty White. Bill Haley wasn't on the list in 1955. Tate
Ryan Gosling.
No. Tate Off Swindler.
Who's Krusty the Clown?
My name is Ichabod Van Nutsack.
Who else on the list, Ralph?
It's Kat.
No, Taylor Swift is 6th. Madonna was 5th. Beyonce was 4th. Steven Spielberg was 3rd.
I'm Yul Gibbon.
No?
Where?
Yul Gibbon's not on the list this year.
Demi Lovato.
Steven Spielberg was 3rd. Lady Gaga was 2nd. And at number 1, yes. No guesses? No, not Meatloaf. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey wields the most power in the world of celebritydom.
Wow, we were just wrong on a lot of those guesses. I apologize.
Wow.
Oh, those are always good.
Yeah, I haven't heard some of those drops in a while.
My favorite.
Well, it's funny because I was on YouTube looking for clips of Shaolin Robot, and I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find anything in the archive. And so, you know, then YouTube recommends other things to listen to. So I've just been going through these other random clips. And that's what I found. And that's what I brought.
Nice.
Well, if you want, I'll send you over. I've got like 4 Shaolin Robot clips.
Yeah.
It's like when they They would first hired her, and she would come in, and they would quiz her, and they found out all the weird things she does. Yes, she was she was a strange one.
Well, and then they did the where she sang the songs in Cantonese, and then the caller had to guess what song it was.
I don't
that sounds great.
Yeah, I think she only did it once.
I don't remember much of Shaolin Robot. I remember she mentioned a lot as being weird, but I don't remember a lot of the bits, to be honest. Really?
There weren't that many, and she was an intern, so it was only one semester. So I'm in, so she's there, I think, June, July, and then she's done by October.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one where she forgot to come to work, so they kept calling her. They finally got a hold of her, and she says, oh, I got locked out of my dorm.
Yes.
And they're like, well, why didn't you call us? Didn't I just call you now? And they're like, what's wrong with you? We called you. Are you crazy? Yeah, she was too much.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to the podcast roundup, right? Shall we do that?
Yeah.
This has now become the Scat Report.
Nailed it.
Ow! 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 Ow!
You get it, Edwin. You want her to promote your podcast. We got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue janky
podcast.
Pretty good poops. You know, sorry for the TMI, but pretty good poops.
This is the podcast roundup. So let's start off with a janky town. Dave goes to IKEA and he doesn't know how IKEA works.
It's good. It's fine. Whatever. IKEA furniture, great. Easy to assemble. Great. Fine. But my problem is, and I'll say fuck this store because it was one, like the biggest store ever. And two, why do we have to go through everything to see it? So we finally get to the pots and then there's more plants and more things. So then she's looking at them and we get the pots and we finally have to get a cart and go back to get the pot and put it in the cart. And then as you leave, you know, we're getting hungry and they have a restaurant there as well, which is popping. And everybody's saying, you know, not everyone's saying, but the Swedish meatballs are a big hit.
So again, Dave doesn't know how IKEA works. He doesn't know that you could just go to the cashier if you follow the right signs. You just keep to the left. You don't have to walk through the whole store. But he also found out about the Swedish meatballs. And, well, the Swedish meatballs had another surprise for him.
So we make the meatballs and we eat them. All's well that ends well. The meatballs were pretty good. So I thought. Until the very next day, I'm at work and my tumbly starts rumbling. What? I was like, was it something I ate? It was the meatballs. It had to be. Because, you know, there's like a package that is like 50, right? Like, there's a lot of meatballs. There's like 5-6 servings in there. So I eat about 12 and my tummy is rumbling, not feeling good. Pretty good poops, you know, sorry for the TMI, but pretty good poops. And I blow it off. No big deal. Maybe that was just a one-off. And then I come home later that night. I'm hungry. We have meatball leftovers. You know what? What the hell? I'm going to eat them again. Didn't learn my lesson. The second day was even worse. More poop. Lots of poop. Heavy poop. What the fuck is in these meatballs? These Swedish meatballs. Bad meatballs. Oh my god, my stomach hurts so much. So in the end, you know, fuck IKEA for making you go through all the way through the store. And fuck IKEA for your meatballs, your frozen meatballs, for making you shit. Ugh.
So the meatballs at IKEA, they're not good, apparently. They're pretty bad.
I've never.
No
had
wonder Janky Town went to the Patreon model. The content like that, they're going to make a fortune.
And the quitters never give up. Microphones were there. Christopher, let's just play it.
No, I decided not to play it.
Oh,
it's been played
I see.
Off. I mean, uh-huh. Why would I play it again? Because it's just been played for two. All right, that's enough. Okay, maybe a little more. No, that's enough.
No.
All right. Over at Kevin and Snuggo, they talked about the Willy Wonka experience.
Did you see the story about Willy's chocolate experience?
Oh, my God. Willy Wonka is supposed to be this immersive, amazing space. You go in, and it's like you're totally in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. And it was $40 a ticket.
$44 a ticket.
That's a lot.
And it was a dump.
Yeah.
In all capital letters.
100% D-U-M-P.
Listen to this.
So is it Willy Wonka's chocolate factory or a meth lab? That's a big question the internet is asking after a Wonka-themed immersive experience left customers pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the pictures. It's a warehouse with some tables around and some very poor art taped to the walls.
Yeah, it looks like perhaps it was kids' art.
At best. Or someone on meth. Right. Hey, thanks for your $44.
A UK event company put together an immersive experience titled Willy's Chocolate Experience that promised to transport Willy Wonka fans into a magical realm.
I watched Willy's Chocolate Experience and it was not good. I would not recommend that.
A very different film.
But the whole thing turned out to be such an epic letdown. According to The Guardian, it was so bad, children were in tears, and some customers even called the cops. Photos from the event went viral online comparing...
What do you call the cops and say?
Right. I'm really mad.
I'm supposed to get some chocolate, and he said I lose. He said, Willy's good day, sir.
Chocolate experience did not live up to my expectations. Why are you calling the police?
Sir, we don't give a rat's ass. Thanks for calling the police. Click dial down.
Now, why would they call the police? I mean, they got took.
Well, it's fraud. I could see. If I was a parent, I might do that.
I don't know. A lot of these pop-ups, they get sketchier and sketchier, so I try and stay away from them.
I think there were some, like, pretty problematic, like, they played it on a cup of tea in a chat. Like, there were some people who were actually scaring the children to the point where I think, I don't know, I didn't call the cops, but I'm okay with it. I'll allow it.
You'll allow the Willy Wonka chocolate experience?
No, I'll allow the people to call the cops about it. I think that's okay.
No one's going to allow the experience. No.
Okay. I saw clips of it and it was pretty bad. It looked really awful.
Well said.
I mean, it was not an experience.
However, I was thinking we can do this for Kevin and Bean Con.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin and definitely. Bean, the immersive experience.
We'll have a ball pit.
Yeah. And the Ralph's Big Balls Pit. Speaking of Ralph, he's back from his cruise, and he gave us a little bit of behind the scenes.
So before we set sail, the production company came to me, and they said, we don't have your rider yet, Mr. Garman.
Whoa.
And I was like, my rider? You know what I like to ride?
I love to ride on the drinking horse.
That's my rider right there.
Drinking horse.
And I said, I would like a bottle of Jack, please, backstage.
Right, per
just
show.
For me. No, I just said a bottle of Jack for me.
Yeah.
Behind the backstage, so I can make myself a cocktail before I get out on stage, and also one in the stateroom so I can have a cocktail in the room.
Sure.
So they said, oh, that's fine. That's no problem. I didn't realize what you realized, which was every show,
you had a bottle.
There was a fresh bottle of Jack Daniels in the dressing room for each show.
It'd be rude not to finish it.
And every day they would replace the barely opened bottle of Jack Daniels in the room.
Can't let it go to waste.
So it was like I couldn't drink it all. Oh, it kept
refilling.
Refilling. It was like Jesus came and turned the water into Jack.
Oh, man. I need myself a writer. I need a Quitters Never Give Up writer where there's a fresh bottle of Jack here every time.
I know. I want a writer so bad. Pool men don't get many writers, I tell you that. No. I mean,
quit talking about Helen.
Ryder, I barely know her.
But the Willy Wonka experience and this cruise gave me an idea that we should have a Kevin and Bean Con at sea. So we just get like a fishing boat and we put up some posters, you know.
There we go.
Just go around the bay a few times.
There'll be murder.
There'll be murder.
There we go.
We'll have a writer where we have Jack Daniels on hand. Perfect.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, we'll get Kevin and Bean lookalikes, maybe. Because, you know, Bean's not coming.
Nor Allie.
Nor Allie. Allie won't come.
Not Allie. No.
Maybe Helen.
Lindsay with a wig.
Lindsay with the wig. All right. Over on Ralph, he got Jen got a happy hit.
To make your day a little brighter as you head into the weekend, we call those our happy hits. Here's Jen with, man, is this a flashback? Great call for today's happy hit.
Hey, party people. It's Jen from Quitters. I was listening to a Women Who Rock playlist on Spotify, and the Power Ballad came on by Glam Band. If you had asked me about this song, I don't remember it. There's nothing in my brain that remembers it. But hearing the song, the memories came flooding back. The song is Edge of a Broken Heart by Vixen. Thanks, LMB.
Do you remember Vixen?
Yeah.
Vixen, for the kids who don't remember out there, was an all-female hair band. Now, in the heyday of the hair bands, your Motley Crues, your Poisons, it would be very hard to distinguish them from Vixen. No.
They look very much.
They
like
look very similar. It was skinny white guys with teased hair and makeup.
Poison was pretty fucking hot.
And then you had Vixen, who were skinny white girls, teased hair and makeup. Yeah. So visually, they were almost identical. But this was an all-girl band. It was like the hair metal answer to the Go-Go's. And they only really had one hit. And I had completely forgotten about Vixen until Jen suggested it for today's happy hit. So here it is, on the edge of a heartbreak. Vixen.
Just play that little bit of it, but a cool little call in that Jen,
very 80s. It was, you know, you put on this playlist, I don't even know what's on them, right? And it was just one of those where I had to look at the computer what the name of the band and the song was, you know what I mean? But it was one of those I remember in high school, and just I don't know, it was just weird how, I mean, so completely blocked out of my mind, you know what I mean? Sometimes you'll talk Footloose or old songs or whatever, but it just completely blocked out of my mind. And so I thought it was a fun one to share.
Nice. I don't remember Vixen. Lindsay, do you?
Who?
Vixen. Are you listening to another podcast while we're recording our podcast?
No, I'm legitimately not. No, I don't know who Vixen is. I don't know.
It was like so that's she wouldn't know. It was like 1988. It was their biggest hit, but it was not a number one hit. And then do you guys, Eddie might remember. Do you remember the band Y&T, Summertime Girls? Because things get played regionally, it might have been played more regionally, because that's what Y&T was, definitely in Northern California and Southern California. People never heard of it. So I don't know.
I don't remember Vixen. I asked Lindsay as a joke because I knew she wouldn't remember Vixen.
I'm getting like a Pat Benatar, Benatar vibe to him. Mm-hmm. Didn't she kind of sound like that? Yeah. So I vote yes. I'm going to listen to that song later.
Nice. Okay. Let's go over to Cupertino Chat. Stryker made an appearance on Cupertino Chat. He had some burning questions about a 30, 40-year-old movie. 40-year-old, right? It's a 40-year-old movie now. Here's him talking about Grease.
At least.
All right.
So
he's just standing by. I'm just waiting for the word. What do you think the word is, Allie?
What do you mean?
What do you think the word is to talk to Ted right now?
Grease is the word.
All right, Stryker, welcome to a Cupertino Chat. I can't wait to find out what the Grease emergency is, but we saw the bat signal in the sky and we answered it. So here we are. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Listen, some there's certain things in my life that I love so much, and when it comes to some of those topics, I have no one to speak to about them. And on the top of the mountain is Grease, the movie.
So a couple of his questions were, Sandy and Danny spent the summer together, but they didn't know that they were going to stay in high school together. And were the T-Birds during the summer? And so about some girl, I don't remember Grease. Grease is one of those movies where all girls like it, but all guys have no interest in it. Right,
those
Edwin?
Those questions were a little meh, too. Like, it assumed, like, that they had telephones or cell phones readily available back in those days.
Yeah, back in the 50s. Edwin, did they have telephones in the 50s?
Yeah, they were coal burning.
Yes.
I'm just saying, it's not like you could have, like, texted her. I don't know. Some of them were, like, and I think, too, like, go ahead.
I guess the question is, if they were going out all summer, wouldn't they have ever said, you know, where do you go to school? That's kind of a common question for kids. So I think that was Stryker's objection.
Wasn't she new in town, though?
Well, she's from Australia.
Lived in Australia. So, like, yeah. That Australian would definitely know the school I go to in LA.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good point.
But then she didn't tell him that she was actually staying, because what happened was that she was supposed to fly back at the end of the summer. But she wound up staying in L.A. and going to school there. So, I don't know. To me, the only thing that makes sense is she was dead. That was the whole, that's the theory that I grasp onto. That's the theory that makes everything work. Yeah. But.
Well, you got to remember, too, is the movie was based on the play that came out in 1971. Mm-hmm. So, when you're writing musicals and plays for a stage, there's a lot of stuff you get to leave out. So, the doesn't necessarily transfer to film. So, but yes, there is that theory that at the end, when they the car floats away in the sky, that they're actually dead instead of it was all a dream or whatever.
Yep. She's in a coma.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
The other way to look at it is, you know, Danny's just trying to like hook up, right? And doesn't really tell her all about himself because he thinks she's going to leave. So he's just kind of like telling her what she wants to hear so they can smash and he can just never see her again.
I am glad though that Stryker brought up, what was that girl's name? She gets abused during the whole dang movie. The one that
Patty
gets the
Simcox.
Her dress lifted up.
Patty
yeah.
Simcox.
That always bothered me. I'm like, what did she ever do? Just because she wasn't a low life like the T-Birds, that they abused her. So, and then they pick out another kid, Eddie Deason plays the kid. So I'm like, these aren't good people, but maybe I'm too uptight. I don't know.
I'm also a Grease 2 fan. So I'm one of the six.
Oh, really?
Yes, I loved Grease 2.
I didn't know it existed until this whole conversation about Grease came up. I was like, there's a sequel.
Michelle Pfeiffer's in it.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Not interested. Where's my not interested clip? I need that.
Was it also a musical, Grease 2?
Yeah.
Not interested.
F you, Christopher. It was a masterpiece.
I don't know.
It's funny. I think that may be a generational thing. Because some people just love Grease 2, just really come down for it.
Not interested, sir.
You know who does that, Christopher? How Did This Get Made did a Grease 2 episode.
Oh.
And June says it's like her all-time favorite movie. It's kind of a trip because I've never seen it and it sounds like a waste of time, but June loves it.
What happens in Grease 2 that is distinct from Grease 1? Do they revive her from the coma?
No, it's a whole nother story. Of
There's more Grease.
Forlorn love.
Wait, the one connecting character is what? Dee Dee, what was the name of the hairdresser, right? Dee Dee Khan, isn't she the connecting character?
Omar Khan?
Not DJ Omar Khan.
I wish.
DJ.
But they're supposed to be like the next generation at the school, right? Is that the plot? Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. That has been an enthralling recap of Grease 2 by Lindsay.
I wasn't volunteering to recap it. I was just saying I enjoyed it.
Well, it's like, what happened? And you're like, stuff, things,
you should watch
Grease.
It. You should
no,
watch it.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, let's do a watch party.
Watch party.
No. We're supposed to have a Thanksgiving watch party. That's what we need to have.
Yes.
No?
I would actually appreciate it if you guys all did that, or just you, Christopher, and then spoil the whole thing for me, because I don't think I can watch trampoline splits, knives, those types of goriness.
It wasn't that good. I'll say that. So it's really? It's wrong for a, it's fresh for a, how did this get made? Because it
also
it was
pretty, I know how it ends.
How does it end?
I'm not gonna spoil it.
They were all dead. That's how it ended.
No, they weren't.
They drove off in a Thunderbird into the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And got carved.
Brightly, darkly, all will be carved.
All right. Last thing, I was the quizzer this week on Cupatina Chat. So let me play the beginning of that.
Let's give Christopher a call. See if we can get you back in your winning ways, Allie, after the embarrassing blanking you got last week, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
Quiz me, Daddy. Hello?
There he is. There's Christopher, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How you doing, Vic?
We're great. Say hi to Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, Christopher. How are you? What are you doing? It sounds like you're in a barn. What's happening?
Are you in a barn?
I'm not in a barn. I'm in, getting the kids woken up for school.
Oh, I see.
And just stepping outside.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that this is a busy time for a lot of people calling you this hour of the day. So thank you for jumping on the phone with us. We'll try to go real quick if you're ready to play the quiz, okay?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
All right, first to three will win. Help us out with whose score it is and whose turn it is as well. I could have said that better. You get the first question because you are the guest. So here we go. I'm all discombobulated thinking about these poor kids having to get up and go to school. I don't want to screw up Christopher's whole day, Allie.
So a couple of things there. I wasn't in a barn. My door squeaks, sorry. But yeah, I woke up the kids. I took the test or the quiz. I felt like I lost. I lost because Kevin won last week so dominantly. Last week there was a listener named Kevin who won the quiz by blanking her. I feel like Allie took him too lightly, and so she got roasted. And so this week she came hard, took me down.
Dang.
Yeah. It was also, I got asked questions about like Lord of the Rings, which I don't know anything about Lord of the Rings.
Oh, by the way, you got ripped off on that.
Yeah.
Because she should have had to say which movie won.
Yeah.
She just said the Lord of the Rings. That is BS.
Yep.
We also,
need to file a protest. You're very nice about it.
Also, the Pete Maravich, she said Marinovich. So she should have lost that one too. But that's okay. I had fun. It was a nice time.
Oh, you had the one question where it was this one part of the state is by one of the Great Lakes, and the other was on the East Coast. I am screaming into my phone, New York! Come on, Christopher, New York! So,
all I know about New York is Manhattan and the five boroughs. That's all. I don't know anything about Northern New York. Not interested. But yeah, I'm not very good at East Coast geography either, so I was out of my element. If they had given me 6:30 in the morning,
yeah, I wouldn't be good at then either.
Well, I had already been up for a while, so it's fine. But it's just the topics were a little off. I'd like a rematch on this show where she comes on our show.
Great idea!
Yeah,
I'm calling that in tomorrow.
Definitely. All right.
I'll file a protest that she got ripped off and she's got to come on our show. I'm sure it will work, guys.
I think there's a restraining order against Eddie calling in anymore.
Yeah, I think I got the creepy alert.
Yeah.
The industrial strength creepy alert.
You called in with a happy birthday song. Is that true? You told us you did, and that didn't get played, huh?
Well, they might be saving it for tomorrow because her birthday was Saturday. So we'll see. All right. We'll see if my creepiness continues.
But going back to the quiz, I was able to get this in at the last minute.
Christopher, you were fantastic.
It was the Super Bowl.
You were a fantastic competitor. I hope we did not disrupt your day so much. We had a lot of fun talking to you. I hope you enjoyed it as well, sir.
I did, too. I did. It was awesome. Thank you, guys. Want to give a shout-out to the Quitters There We Go people, Lindsay, Jen, Edwin, who, you know, still recovering from the crowdcast, and Drew, if I could do that.
Nope. Well,
Ali. Congratulations for taking him down. Or I'm sorry you lost another one in a row. We don't know because we record the quiz after the rest of the show. But all of that just happened, I guess.
That was the other thing, is that 6:30 in the morning is when they're finishing. But I guess because they're East Coast, it's already like 9:30 or something, right?
Yeah.
They record very early. That's still very early to me.
Well, Beans used to getting up the ass crack of dawn.
I know, but why can't he be like Kevin where he doesn't want to get up that early anymore?
Because it's Bean.
True. There, he did cut off a little portion where he did ask if Edwin had pants on that day. I did confirm he did have pants. I was able to confirm
I proved I did, by the way.
He did. All right. Well, that's the roundup. That's all I got before Lindsay gives me the boot. Now the week that was.
You don't have any clips for the, how was it?
I did not. I had this wedding thing to go to, and so it just pushed me back. You know, I had to take a couple of days off of work, and, you know, I just didn't have enough time to get all of the things together.
You know, it kind of felt like it was a really weird weekend when we were partying on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, my whole week was messed up.
I loved it. I am not complaining.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin!
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3.
It's a new day. Our feature presenting.
Meet the Club.
It's 2013.
Why did you do that?
That's why we had to burn that place down.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm doing the week that was. February 25th to March 1, 2013. You're going to notice a theme in today's clips. I can't help it. I'm a journalist, and this is just what happened that week. So Christopher's going to love it, is all I'll say. Now, this is a salute to Omar, who we had the pleasure to meet, and he was sitting in for Ralph doing showbiz. So guess what kind of story he brought?
Everybody's talking about the Oscars, but nobody's really covering the real big story.
Oh.
Somebody reportedly unloaded in one of the bathrooms at the Oscars and flooded the entire lobby. No. LA City fire officials did not know the nature of the leak, but it is reported someone on the scene that a toilet triggered it.
Was it the Psycho men's or Mike? Women? Was Psycho Mike there?
I don't know, but reportedly, right before the toilet leaked, Adele was spotted walking out.
Oh. leave it to Omar, by the way, to find a poop angle on the Oscars. Although, having said that, that's a pretty huge deal the Oscars.
If you go to TMZ.com, they show like the janitorial workers trying to like, you know, sweep up all the pool water. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, like I said, I'm sorry. I'm a journalist. I have to report on this. So this was the same day our Bean brought in a clip of, he found a new rapper, Little Poopy. So let's hear a little bit. I'm not joking. Let's hear a little bit of Little Poopy.
What you talking about? I'm talking about big things. Big wheels, big cars, and a big change. I'm only 8 years old. I'm doing big things. Fresh Montana on my track. I'm it, man.
What do you think of Little Poopy so far?
Little Poopy's pretty good.
So. I love Poopy.
So that could be Christopher's ringtone. I love Poopy. Okay, like I said, I'm sorry, but this is what they were talking about. So they did a call-in topic, if you can believe it. You clogged up a toilet. And this led to a very interesting confession. I'm sorry, Lindsay. Interesting confession from Kevin.
I don't think you remember this.
I'm sure I don't. You know my memory.
You had a party at your house.
Oh, wow. How long ago must that have been?
I haven't
let humans in my house for decades.
But Donna invited everybody, and everybody came as like a housewarming party or something. It was probably 91.
Okay.
And I went upstairs and destroyed your toilet. And it started running out like over the hallway. And I ran downstairs and I was like, somebody destroyed the toilet. It wasn't me. I didn't even go yet. I totally lied to your wife and she ran up and she took care of it.
That was wonderful.
You see her with gloves.
It is shaking.
Bean, that was one of the chances.
Why did you do that?
That's why we had to burn that place down.
What? I didn't think about that till yesterday afternoon.
Really?
So long ago, but I was in your house.
Do you feel better now coming clean, telling that story?
I wish I would have taken credit for it earlier, because really, it was pretty strong.
Okay, so that's where Kevin finally confessed. He told Bean. I remember hearing that story for years later, but that's when he finally came clean about that, so to speak. Let's cleanse our palate with some Pope talk. Pope Benedict the 16th. Hey, how's that for a hard right? Pope Benedict the 16th resigned, and that's very rare. Hadn't happened in 600 years. So Bean was wondering, what do you do if you were the Pope? How do you relax?
Most people retire and they go through that. Okay, what do I do now? I don't have to get up and go to a job. But most people aren't the Pope. I mean, he can't go to the mall, probably. You
right.
know? I can't imagine he's going to be out in the world just doing stuff. You're not going to see him at the Sizzler or at the Putt-Putt. You know, he's got to – I think he's going to stay fairly sequestered away for the rest of his life, right?
You did pick two of the hottest spots with the Sizzler and the Putt-Putt.
That's why – that's why.
If he's going to go anywhere, those are the two places he wants to go the most.
The most exciting and dynamic things in the world today come to my mind first. You know that. Putt-Putt. And oddly, by the way, I haven't been to a Sizzler or a Putt-Putt in decades, so I don't know why those were the first things I thought
I don't
of. But
think
I guess
called it Putt-Putt in decades either. I think it's miniature
what do they call
golf.
It now?
Miniature
just miniature golf.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Is Putt-Putt's not a thing?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's an old word for a thing.
I don't want to live in a world where it's not a thing.
So there's Bean. If you're maybe the most famous person on Earth and you got time on your hands, you'd go to Sizzler and the Putt-Putt, which actually sounds pretty good right about now.
But
so,
I mean,
of course,
if you're a Pope, hold on. If you're a Pope and you're resigning and you're out in the world in more regular clothes, would any of us recognize him?
I don't think they still wear regular clothes. I think they still wear some kind of.
Or still they wear the black suit with the white thing, whatever other priests wear. I mean, but they would just like some other priest or pastor or whatever, right? I don't even know what the Pope looks like.
But if we want to get the real scoop, let's see. They called the Pope to ask him about his retirement.
Pope Benedict joins us on the phone right now, although I guess we can't call you that anymore. Hi, sir. How are you? Hello, Pope.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Kevin and Bean. What's all the racket? It sounds like the Harlem Shake.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? How are you? I'm doing the Vatican Shake.
I thought you weren't in good enough health to do nonsense like that anymore.
Hey, keep it down. It's the press. Hey, keep it down. I'm praying. What's up with you? How are you doing?
We can still hear them.
Yeah, the music's still party. Booming
hey,
pretty much
it's
there.
The man. Put it down. I'm hitting on the kittens.
We're the man?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? It's great to talk to you.
You don't have to pretend with us. So, the question everybody wants to know is, are you really just going to lead a simple life sequestered away from the press
and we'll
never hear from you again?
That's
or are you
right.
Gonna...
You won't hear from me again. You won't have Benedict to kick around anymore, that's for sure.
But now you don't have a job. You should be able to enjoy your retirement and live it up a little bit.
Sounds like he's...
What, live it up more than the Harlem Shake and cocaine?
Wait,
are you listening to the bit at all, or are you just making up your own stuff?
I'm just saying, it seems like you ought to
the
be able to...
The whole point when you came on the phone, there was a party going on, and you said I should live it up a bit. Why don't you go ahead and faint? Do everybody a favor.
Wow, you've got quite a sense of humor.
I'm funny now that I'm not the Pope anymore.
Are you allowed to leave your apartment, I guess, is my question, or do you just
I'm
have to make
in an
your
apartment
own
now. Now I'm living in an apartment. You're making up all your own facts. Yes, I'm in an apartment in Van Nuys. I live over a liquor store off Ventura Boulevard.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I am. In a giant room full of people partying doing the Vatican Shake in my apartment.
Okay. All right. What do you want to tell us about that, Pope?
I am going crazy with the partying. Listen, once I got those shoes off, I felt so much better. They were so tight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Now I'm wearing Crocs, and I'm just ready to have a good time. So I'm having Jaeger bombs. You take one part Jaeger, one part holy water.
Right.
Nothing but good. Nothing but milk.
What?
Oh. Geez, I think some milk I may have had may be sour. I feel a little faint. I don't know what's going on.
Be careful, sir. Maybe you're partying too hard.
I may just...
Yeah, your age. You don't want to... Oh, no. No. Come on.
Really?
Oh. Come on. Terrible. That's a lot.
I guess you guys didn't expect Pope vomit. Which I saw at the troop, by the way. Very good.
Whoever edits this will just hear Christopher like coming in with a every poop story.
This is like the all Christopher
edition. Yeah, it's like it's my birthday.
It is, yeah.
It is like it's your birthday.
Yeah. I even cut some stuff out. There was even more poop talk than I brought in. Let's go to a... someone wrote a book. It was about the porn industry. He crunched the numbers. And so they were doing a quiz. And Bean gets kind of mad, even though he's the one that kind of screws up on the question.
Average number of movie titles in which female porn stars star as women.
Meaning not gay?
No. I mean, I just phrased the question badly. Okay. I'm looking for this. This question is just for women, not for men.
Oh.
Female porn stars appear in how many movies in average?
I'm letting you go first this time.
You mean we have to pick a number of how many movies
per
year?
Yeah, how many movies? How many movies? No, they make total.
All of them put together.
Dear God. I don't understand the question.
Yeah, I don't either.
The average number of movie titles in which female porn stars appear.
Okay.
In other words, there are thousands of women.
Right.
What's the average number of movies that they appear in?
I'm going to each one or as a group? 20,000. I'm going to say 20,000.
No!
I'll do 150.
Some girls are in 150 movies. Some girls are in two. What's the average number of a woman?
Oh, yes, that an average for one woman.
Yes!
You didn't ask that well.
I asked in five different ways.
My bad.
I know porn good.
I'm going to go six.
I'll go with 72.
Well, the answer, not that I care anymore, is 19.
So they turned around and turned that into a moment with Bean.
And now, a moment with Bean. Average number of movie titles in which female porn stars star as women.
That was a moment with Bean.
As opposed to the ones that they star in as men, or...
And then Bean got mad at us because we didn't understand the question.
And we're slightly intelligent, moderately intelligent humans.
What's going on there?
We understand the English language.
Let me hear that one more time. I got to hear that. I'm getting confused here.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Average number of movie titles in which female porn stars star as women.
That was a moment with Bean.
I think I was trying to say average number of movies that female porn stars have appeared in. I think that's what I was trying to say.
Right. That would have been great if you said that. It's not what you would said at all. No.
Yes, that was Brad Williams. This week in 2013, Ralph was filming a Western, not A Thousand Ways to Die in the West. It was a TV Western, and I forgot to look it up. So they had Brad Williams was on, Stryker was on, Cat Corbett. It was pretty cool to listen to the week and hear other people do the showbiz beat.
I loved when they had other people do the showbiz beat. And I hated when they had that stupid, is it Russ Leatherman, the fucking movie guy on Fridays?
Oh, Movie Minute, yeah.
I hated that guy.
Oh, really? I thought he was okay.
Ugh. I think, too, because he worked out of the same AOL office that I did, and he was just a dick. So I was just, I don't know. So when I heard him on the, like, do somebody else. He said something, too, to Ralph one time, like something. He was filling in for Ralph, or they saw each other and made some comment of, like, he just makes millions of dollars, or at least he makes some millions of dollars or something. And he was that guy. He is that guy that goes, don't you know who I am? No, I don't.
So there, Russ, you got yours today. You got served.
Yeah, right? Sorry.
This was the start of the Friday show. This I'm going to have to keep track of how this tracks through the rest of the weeks that I listen to. So this is how Bean starts the show. Yeah, I sound like Bean and the porn clip.
Buddy, brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's Friday.
I think I might faint.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just giving you guys a heads up. Remember that?
Awesome.
Video we had in the Internet Roundup a couple of days ago with the woman who was doing the TV show and she just collapsed, fell backwards into the scenery.
Yeah, her eyes just rolled up in the back of her head and she just hit like a sack of rocks.
Well, keep rolling tape.
Is that going to happen to you?
I feel like it's going to happen to me. I don't know why. It's just kind of come on in the last couple of minutes. I'm feeling like super dizzy.
All right.
This is exciting.
I know. I'm on the edge here.
Bean could die.
And I got up and I, you know, I ate. I was feeling fine. But just all of a sudden, something's coming on here. It's weird.
Sweet.
Okay, try getting up real fast.
Yeah, stand up real fast.
Oh, you guys up, are trying down, to give me the thing? Oh, could I hear Lisa saying up, down, up, down a little bit more?
In the clear. Up, down, up, down.
Nice.
Yeah, can I hear Lisa say that again?
Up, down, up, down.
No, that's my new ringtone. One of the hallmarks of great health and being as the healthiest man in the world is that you think you might faint at any time. So we'll keep an eye on that. I will keep an eye on that back in 2013. Let's land this boat with a song that Beer Mugs did. He was doing one of his many diets. And the song was by the Lumineers, Ho Hey, played it a lot. And this is actually pretty good for Mugs. I think Omar was to help him with it.
So, I've been trying to diet right.
Fat.
I've been failing every night.
So,
I've been drinking beer instead.
Fat.
I've been eating in my bed.
So,
eating in my bed.
Fat. So, Fat.
All my meals are soaked in grease.
So,
that will block my arteries. Pork rinds are what I want.
So,
deep fried butter to make me strong.
Fat.
Then I'll hit the bomb.
So, I belong to food. Food belongs in me, in my clogged heart. I belong to food. Food belongs in me, in my clogged.
So, are you gonna finish that?
Fat.
Are those hash browns fried in fat?
Extra mayo
is what I please. Could you put the chili cheese fries on the bun?
So
it's gonna give me heart disease.
Fat.
Fantastic.
I belong to food. Food belongs in me, in my clogged heart.
That's so good.
I belong to food. Food belongs in me, in my clogged heart. Hey, feed my face now, chicken.
Can I get that with three sides of mac and cheese, please?
And soon I'll be 900 pounds. I belong.
Oh no! Oh no! I think I have a heart attack. Quick! Somebody get the defibrillator! Clear!
Come on.
There it is.
Come on. Oh, dear Kevin and Bean, Paul writes in, I think Beer Mug is eating to soothe all the pain of the fire beer mug talk. P.S. Fire beer mug.
That's what Paul says.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And there you go. That was the week that was. Wait, what should I do now?
Back to the archives for you, Edder.
I'll go back to the archives next week. Back to you, Steve.
Excellent. I was hoping they would play this when Bean was about to faint. I wish they would.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to get that.
Bean?
Good job.
All right. Let's have Drew say bye.
Well, this is episode 141 of Quitters Never Give Up. You can follow us on all our socials, somewhere on Twitter, somewhere on Instagram, various platforms. I'm Drew, and on behalf of Quitters, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Hard luck after that loss today. How are you feeling?
Excuse me? Can I speak English? You. Me? No English. No program. Every time, happy. I have a pen. I have a oi. Hey, a pen.
Omar Khan.
I think I might faint.
Did you broke up? Don't we make you a sandwich?
I wanted to be with you alone and talk about the weather.
So, and I got up today and I was able to keep the fire going last night and keep the house warm. And I shoveled off everything and shoveled out my car and shoveled out the berm and got more wood up on the deck. And wow, really not that big of a deal. So anyways, and the storm we got, so I guess Truckee got like 7 feet. So we didn't, we only got about a foot. I don't know what they got up the hill, but we only got about a foot here. So
that's not too bad.
Wow, 7 feet of snow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, they were showing it on the news. We saw it this morning and also like the night before, where they were predicting it. So we were like, yeesh. We were wondering how you did, but it doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, we weren't. Yeah, but I mean, 2021, we got, I don't know, 6 feet in 3 days.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, it's just, we're in March. And so we're kind of, it should be raining by Tuesday, I think. And then, we kind of get into rainstorms. And so I don't think I have to worry about it until next winter. I hope.
Yeah. I can't believe it's March already.
No. But it's like this here every March. People go, oh, we're having an early spring. I'm like, it's still February. Wait for March. there was 1 year we didn't get any snow, any rain, anything until March 1st. And then it just snowed the entire month and gave us our snowpack.
Oh, damn. I have to drive for snow. So
yeah.
I've never.
Yes.
It always blows my mind. People live where it snows.
We do.
I know it's when you guys tell me all the stuff you got to do just to like get out of the house, I'm like, I wouldn't leave the house. I'd just stay in bed.
Well, there's that. But then here's the thing. Once the snow falls, right, especially overnight, it's nice and light and fluffy. But we're in Sierras. So if you don't get out and shovel it right away, you are you're digging through cement.
And that's what we're doing too. Yeah, like once it's, I'll go out 2-3 times if it's coming down decent just to keep up on it so it's not a freaking brick.
Yeah. Okay.
Broken many a plastic shovel.
Yeah, I went to Mammoth one time on a ski trip. So when I got in, it was snowing. So then I park and it snowed overnight and I got up. I'm like, oh my God, I would have to like dig out of this. How cool.
Yep.
And then it happened like 2 or 3 days in a row. I'm like, oh my God, I'd kill myself if I lived here.
Yep.
Oh dear. Did you guys talk about the video on like Donner Road or whatever it was?
What?
What?
I don't
Donner
think so.
Pass.
What video?
Donner Pass.
Yeah, Donner Pass. Highway 80, yeah.
It was just down. Like, yeah, all these cars were stuck and they were saying, this is what happened to the Donner Party. Except they were in cars.
Right.
That's it.
Bad meatballs. Oh my God, my stomach hurts so much.
This has been a Quitters Never Give Up presentation.